This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Douglas County court has ordered four members of the Douglas County School Board to follow the state's open meetings law. A judge filed a preliminary injunction today due to a series of two-person meetings the members held, leading up to the firing of the district superintendent last month. According to the order, evidence indicates that four members of the board committed to firing the superintendent outside of public meetings, breaking the law. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has turned herself into the Mesa County Detention Facility and has been booked after being indicted on 10 criminal counts of conspiracy related to election tampering and misconduct. Her deputy clerk has also been indicted on 6 charges. Peters is accused of letting an unauthorized person make copies of sensitive election hard drives and lying about his identity so he could attend secure election updates. Data and passwords from the election equipment were shared on the web by election conspiracy theorists. Peters recently announced she's running for Secretary of State, the top election administration job in Colorado. And this is CPR News, and you can find more news online at cpr.org. Well, for Denver, snow's going to continue overnight. Look for lows in the single digits. More snow is possible tomorrow, about a 50-50 chance. Snow in the high country tonight, mostly through Thursday, most spots. You're listening to CPR News at 6:06.